I ended up in Australia. Australia, very different. Proper country, no corruption. Lots of sniffer dogs. And it's probably a bit of a problem at Perth Airport, but that's another story. Now, the thing is, I had to fill in a visa application form to go to Australia. Now, have you been to Australia, mate? Yeah. What do you think of that? Beautiful, you see? Very, very clean. You've got a bit of a hygiene thing going on, haven't you? Yeah. You're wearing gloves right now. So the thing is, the questions on the form were quite not that searching, really. I mean, the questions are like, they seem to be obsessed with agriculture in Australia. They're terrified that something's going to come in and disrupt their wonderful harmony. And it's all questions like, have you got any seeds on you? Any little bits of bark there? Have you got any grasses? Any beautiful grasses there? Any dried flowers? Any pressed flowers? Any dust or fluff on you? Have you perhaps brushed against a flower and collected some pollen on your beard? Have you ever left a country gate open? Have you ever misdirected some hens to an incorrect location? No. So, that was a bit weird. Anyway, and then I came to America from Australia, and I have to say then, the visa application form questions, they get a little bit more searching then. You know what I mean? Your question's a little bit more robust. Questions like, were you a member of the Nazi government of Germany? You know, yes, no, or don't know. You know, I mean, you'd think you'd remember something like that, you know. Actually, no, I didn't say that. But that's quite a specific question, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, there can't be many of these guys still alive, really. I mean, in fact, if you say yes to it, the supplementary question is, are you, in fact, Obersturmbannführer Schwarzwaldküche, thought to be at large in Paraguay? And then there's my favourite question, which is, are you a member of a terrorist organisation? Which is great. It's like the government thinking, well, maybe we'll catch a few like that. Let's just ask them straight out. You know, one of them's going to crack sooner or later. Come on, yes or no, come on. Oh, the terrorist is thinking, well, I'm a terrorist, that's pretty bad. But if I lie about it, I'm only going to make it worse myself. Okay, you got me there, yeah. I don't know, maybe you can be in a terrorist organisation in a different sort of function, maybe in the catering or the laundry department. So maybe it's the wording should be changed. Are you a member of a terrorist organisation in a non-violent capacity? You know, maybe that's it. Get the immigration staff to sort of change the questioning as people go past. Anyone with a vaguely Middle Eastern appearance as they go past. Your first time in America? Yes. Are you here on business? Yes. Well, you've got the weather. Yes. You're a terrorist? Yes. Ha-ha! Yeah, you have tricked me.